Pendragon, Journal of an Adventure Through Time and Space. Book 8, The Pilgrims of Raina. Journal number 28, First Earth. The future isn't what it used to be. I know that makes no sense. What else is new? There isn't a whole lot that has made sense since I left home 3 years ago to try and stop a shape-shifting demon who was bent on destroying all humanity. At least I think it was 3 years ago. It's hard to tell when you're out of your mind. And space. And time. My name is Bobby Pendragon. I'm a traveler. The lead traveler, in fact. The traveler's job is to stop this guy named Saint Dane from changing the natural destiny of the 10 territories of Hala and plunging them into chaos. Do I have your attention yet? Stick around. It gets worse. The traveler's mission is to protect Hala. Hala is everything. The normal and the exceptional. The common and the impossible. Hala is all that ever was and all that will be. I know. Sounds like a bad sci-fi movie. I'd think so too if I weren't living it. Every day. When I left home, I was an ordinary 14-year-old guy whose biggest worry was whether or not Courtney Chetwynd liked me. And if she'd noticed the zit that erupted in the middle of my forehead like some third freaking eye. Now I'm 17 and the leader of a group that must protect the well-being of eternity. The future is in my hands. The past is in my hands. There's nobody else who can stop Saint Dane. Kind of makes the whole zit on the forehead thing seem kind of lame, doesn't it? Why Saint Dane calls himself Saint is a mystery to me. He is anything but. He isn't even human. At first I thought he was pure evil, just for evil's sake. But the more I learn about him, the more I realize there's something else that drives him. It's hard to explain, because I don't understand it myself, but I've come to think that for some twisted reason, Saint Dane believes what he's doing is right. I know, how can a guy who is pushing societies toward cataclysmic disaster possibly believe what he's doing could be justified? When I find that answer, I'll unravel the entire mystery of what has happened to me. Why was I chosen to be a traveler? What happened to my family? Where did Saint Dane come from? Why does he have these incredible shape-shifting powers? What did he mean when he said all the travelers were illusions? I've lost sleep over that one. What is this all leading to? Saint Dane talks about something called the convergence. I have no idea what it is, and I'm not entirely sure I want to. But I have to. Is it something Saint Dane is creating, or was it destined to happen in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?